They're a successful businessman. Moved to South Mississippi. And in a sense, Kosciuszko was home because he finished high school here. And he used to come back and he'd say, I cannot understand why Kosciuszko is such a good town, such a good business town, such a good town to live in. And so it kind of puzzled me as I grew up, you know, and I kept thinking, well, what's a good answer? And so finally he asked me again. I said, well, it's the people. There is a continuity of families, people who have deliberately chosen to come back here to live because it's a good place to live, which gives the town a character that you don't have. This is not true. Mm-hmm. And of course, in this generation, it's been a sacrifice, financial, for the most part, to come back to Kosciuszko to live, because when you have received training and any special deal, you can make more somewhere. Mm-hmm. But I remember I had taught the before I married, and I taught the boys who were in, thank you, Cleveland, just drop it right there. I taught boys that were in World War II, and I can remember I having taught them, I felt concerned for them that I wouldn't have felt if I hadn't known them intimately in a schoolroom. And I can remember as I prayed for them to for their safety, that they would come back here to live. And you can't imagine how many have.
Well, that's, I met, as you know, the Wassons.
This is a family. Oh, they are a fabulous family.
It's extraordinary how.
Let me tell you, when my husband, we were first married, he worked in the bank. And Mr. Wasson came, Miss Bessie's husband. She was the second wife. There was a set of children before Miss Bessie. And Mr. Zach Wasson came in and he said, well, I hear you have another baby. This must have been 20 from the two wives. He says, yes, I just had you here. He says, you get used to having a young one around the house. You don't want to do without it. So he came home and told me that before we had any. I said, I don't want you talking to Mr. Zach Wasson another time. But they are a fabulous family.
And this bears out what you were telling me, that apparently some of them have had a great deal of training. And
they have.
Billy is the geologist.
Yes,
there last
that's
night.
Right.
But they tend to come back.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, it wasn't clear to me and still isn't whether I was a nuisance over there or whether that's the way they live.
This is the way you live.
They really made me feel very much at home, and I thought I was an intruder in a family gathering.
No. I think this is one of the unique things about the hospitality of the South. If the hospitable spirit is there, then it extends to all who come in, and it's unchanged. I can't imagine entertaining company in my house. I mean, if somebody comes in, then they become a part of whatever's going on in the family. Now, I don't mean that I wouldn't have a dinner for them, or I wouldn't do something special, or bring out the good china, but I meant to put on a performance, a company performance for people, I would think would insult them. So they were glad to have you.
Well, I didn't want to abuse this hospitality, and yet she did. Apparently these children come pretty often.
They do.
She made
they
clear
do.
That
Oh, Miss Bessie is one of my favorite people.
She certainly
I love Miss Bessie.
I'm very fond of you. She tells me about the times you would go to ball games, your children would be in the
This is true. I taught her last child, the youngest one. He was one of the most attractive young men that I have ever known. He had a brilliant mind. He was a handsome young man. And he was tragically killed while he was in college. He was water skiing over in the Vicksburg area, and the